John Scott. The Federal Reserve has emphasized that inflation has remained stubbornly high in recent months and will not cut interest rates until it has greater confidence that price increases are slowing sustainably to its 2% target. New York City police ending a building occupation by protesters at Columbia University in dramatic fashion.
Police have made more than 1,000 arrests nationwide in response to demonstrations that have sprung up on college campuses to protest the plight of Palestinians in the Israel-Hamas war. At Columbia University in New York City late last night, police carrying zip ties and riot shields climbed into Hamilton Hall to reclaim the administration building from a group of protesters who've been calling on the school to divest from Israel and the war effort. Carlos Nieves is an assistant commissioner with the NYPD.
Hamilton Hall is now secure. There's no one else left in the building. The quad is now empty.
Dozens of protesters were loaded onto police buses. The university has asked for police to remain there through May 17th. I'm Jennifer King.
Also at SRNews.com, Donald Trump on the campaign trail today instead of in court.
Donald Trump using a day off from court to rally voters in Wisconsin and Michigan, which are among a handful of battleground states expected to decide the election. The Republican frontrunner's remarks will be closely watched after he received a $9,000 fine for making public statements about people connected to his hush money trial in New York. Trump insisting it's free speech and speaking yesterday after court.
This is a corrupt system we're in, and I think the people are understanding it.
Trump is back in court tomorrow for the trial where the judge will weigh other alleged gag order violations. Julie Walker, New York.
The Dow had 306 points, the Nasdaq adding 131 now. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham will be in the United Kingdom this summer.
The popular evangelist is scheduled to preach the gospel in Birmingham and Glasgow during the month of June. In addition to a series of annual gospel festivals in this country, Graham regularly makes international trips. He's already held festivals in Poland and Mexico this year and is slated to preach in Italy this fall. His son Will is going to be busy as well, traveling to Australia and Canada for gospel festivals this year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A proposed ban on sex change operations for children has failed in the Kansas legislature. Republicans unable to override Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's veto of a proposed ban. That's after two GOP lawmakers broke ranks and switched their votes. The bill would have also barred state employees who work with children from promoting transgenderism to youngsters in that state. This is SRN News. Amazon has reported strong results for the first quarter.
The Seattle-based e-commerce giant said it earned $143.31 billion in revenue in the first 3 months of this year. That's a 13% jump compared to the same period last year. Net income came out to $10.43 billion, beating expectations from analysts surveyed by FactSet by more than $1 billion.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Amazon CEO Andy Jassy said in a statement the company had a good start to the year across its various businesses. CVS Health missed first quarter expectations and has chopped its 2024 outlook more than a dollar below Wall Street's forecast. Shares of the healthcare giant plunged earlier this morning after the company said it was still struggling with rising costs from care use in its Medicare Advantage business. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.